Coming up on episode number 1175, yes, 75, that just happens to be the age of each of the performers that are going to be featured on today's cover stories. Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson, who were born 2 days apart, 2 mere days apart from each other. They also were fans of each other's work. One Beach Boys song is credited as being Paul McCartney's favorite pop song of all time. We'll find out what that is. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another double cover story edition of Coverville. That's right, two cover stories for you today. And they're for two artists who were monumental in the 60s, 70s, a huge presence today. Both of them still alive, still with us, and both of them, oddly enough, turning 75 years old next week. Paul McCartney turning 75 on the 18th, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys turning 75 on the 20th, and their respective dates and astrological signs notwithstanding, the two are actually friendly with each other. As a matter of fact, like I said, there's a Beach Boys song that Paul McCartney's a huge fan of. There was lots of back and forth between them. Pet Sounds was, I believe, in response to Revolver. Rubber Soul came out, I think, within a couple months of Pet Sounds. But Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was the Beatles' answer to Pet Sounds. So there was lots of friendly competitiveness going on between Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson back in the late 60s. Let's start, since he's just a couple days older, let's start with Paul McCartney. Since we did the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album a couple days ago, this is no Beatles stuff. This is all going to be Paul McCartney and Wings solo stuff, post-Beatles stuff, and we're going to start things off with Cherry Twister from a tribute that came out in 2001 to the music of Paul McCartney called Coming Up. Here is Another Day.
Every day she takes her morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's headed for the bed. Chair's just another day, slipping in the stockings, stepping in the shoes, dipping in the pocket of the raincoat. It's just another day at the office where the papers grow. She takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. She posts another letter to the sound of five. People gather around her and she finds it hard to stay alive. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad.
day she takes her morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her wrist, she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping in the stockings, stepping in the shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. Oh, it's just another day.
Get around,
get your feet up off the ground, live a little, get around.
Baby, I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Baby, I'm amazed at the way you pull me out of time. You hung me on a line. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you. Maybe I'm a man, maybe I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand. Yeah. Baby, I'm a man, and maybe you're the only woman who could ever help me. Baby, won't you help me understand? I'm
it's you, babe. Hey, come on. Yeah, we're going down to the rock show. Remember last week when I told you I was going to buy them tickets to the rock show, but I bought them? Come on. Now get your dress on. Crazy, we gone straight. Can't be late. Come on now, we got a date. We're going down to the rock show.
There's David Bryce right there from an album called Gotcha Covered with a cover of Venus and Mars Rock Show, a song that originally on the album Venus and Mars was done as a medley. A lot of people, a lot of the fans of McCartney thought that Venus and Mars represented him and Linda, but he actually clarified that a few years after that, saying that no, it's really about hanging out at a concert before the show starts. And you'll get people who come up to you, and back then in the 70s, mid-70s when that came out, it was, you know, commonplace to say, hey man, what's your sign? And that would be the way that people would greet each other, and so hence the Venus and Mars reference right there. Rock show, by the way, a reference to a rock show. Didn't think, you know, I had to explain that one, but apparently I did. Before that, Maybe I'm Amazed, cover there by Mark Cohn from his Listening Booth 1970 album, where he covers a bunch of songs from 1970, including that one. That album came out in 2010, and it's a really, really good example of the range that Mark Cohn has. Really incredible range in his covers and style, and there was a lot of blues into that cover there of Maybe I'm Amazed, which I really, really like. Before that, Ed Snotterly throwing a little bit of country into Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey, another combo song there. That one from a tribute called Let Us In Americana, the music of Paul McCartney. It came out in 2013 and is more of a country tribute to Paul McCartney than other cover albums have been. Leanne Womack, I think, appears on that album. Ed Snotterly, actually, you can find him in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, performing in that one as well. So check him out. Cherry Twister starting us off from the Coming Up tribute, indie artist tribute to Paul McCartney that came out in 2001. That is Another Day. You know what? I think it's appropriate. If we're going to begin set one with Another Day, why don't we begin set two with Every Night? How about this one right here by Richie Havens from his Connections album? Here's Every Night.
Be with you. Do, 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 do. lover. Don't be so rude. Every night I lean on my lamp, wasting my time. Every night I lay on my pillow, resting my mind. Every morning brings a new day. Every night that day is through. But tonight I just wanna stay.
Temporary secretary. I can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to blame. It's all the same to me, love, 'cause I know what I feel to be right. No more lonely nights. No more lonely nights. You're my guiding light. Day or night, I'm always there. May I never miss the thrill of being near you. And if it takes a couple of years to turn your tears to laughter, I will do what I feel to be right.
No more lonely.
Love those horns. That is Lake Street Dive from their album Fun Machine from 2012. That's a cover of Let Me Roll It. Fantastic covers. Fantastic performers, by the way. We got rained out of a concert a couple years ago at Red Rocks. And what we did is we hung out in the parking lot of Red Rocks in our car and waited for the show to start. It looked like they were going to call it, so we decided we'd leave. But as we were leaving, they changed their minds. And the opening act was Lake Street Dive. So we actually went through the parking lot with all the other people, bumper to bumper, who did decide to leave with our windows down, listening to Lake Street Dive. I really wish we would have been able to stay for the concert at that time. But hey, they were great. They were really good. And I love their music. Their studio recordings are fantastic as well. Maybe someday I'll see them. I'll have the chance to see them live again. The Airborne Toxic event right before that with a cover of No More Lonely Nights. That was, if I remember correctly, that was from the soundtrack to Give My Regards to Broad Street when it was originally released. That version right there comes from The Art of McCartney, an album that you can get on Amazon, an exclusive version. It's available everywhere, but there's an Amazon exclusive version with a couple extra tracks. I think Heart has a couple different versions of songs on there. Came out in 2014, really, really good tribute to the music of Paul McCartney. Before that, coming up, that one performed by a group of people called Pure McCartney. Now, Tim Christensen is part of this group, and I believe, I want to say he's a Danish performer. I'm just waiting for the jokes in the chat room about him being a pastry with a cherry center. But Tim Christensen recorded an entire album with Pure McCartney of Paul McCartney covers. And I think he's also released a couple other cover albums that I have and that I've played from throughout the years here on Coverville. Really good stuff. Temporary Secretary before that by Orange Hat. They are an Atlanta indie band. And this comes from an Atlanta tribute to Paul McCartney called Love in Song. And it's interesting because Temporary Secretary, not one of those huge songs that you think of when you think of Paul McCartney like you do, Maybe I'm Amazed and Let Me Roll It and My Love and stuff like that. However, there was a poll on Rolling Stone magazine, with Rolling Stone magazine in 2013, where they called it the best all-time Paul McCartney post-Beatles song, which is surprising when you think of all the other stuff that Paul McCartney has released since Temporary Secretary. New Musical Express, NME Magazine, also called it the greatest song of all time. Not just the greatest Paul McCartney song of all time, but the greatest song of all time in 2014, voted on by critics as the greatest song of all time. I don't know. I don't know if I'd go that far with Temporary Secretary, but hey, you know, it's a great song. Whatever. Enjoy it. We start off the set with Richie Havens and his cover of Every Night. That one you'll find on his Connections album, which was re-released, remastered back in 2002. Happy 75th birthday to Paul McCartney. We're going to get to the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson in just a moment. Before we do that, let's tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. You might have already guessed. I don't know. Go out on a limb. It is Amazon, and Amazon.com's got you covered with the Amazon Coverville Listener Purchase of the Week. This is funny because I actually bought one of these as well, but I bought a different model, so I know this isn't my purchase. But what I'm talking about is the Ovente KG83 series 1.5 liter glass electric kettle. Somebody picked that up in the last week. They used a Coverville link to do it. So 90 cents of my income this week goes out to you, you electric kettle buyer. Thank you for your support of the show, and thanks for using an Amazon link. When you go to Amazon to buy stuff, you're going to buy stuff from Amazon anyway. We all do it. Oh, that was Kennedy in the chat room. Awesome. Yeah, I love the electric kettles, right? Because, like, you're making tea. A lot easier than doing the stovetop deal. The electric kettle is a lot faster and a lot cleaner. I don't know. There's something to be said for a handy electric kettle. Anyway, you're going to buy stuff from Amazon anyway. You might as well help me out while you do it. So all you have to do is, before you go to Amazon, while you're sitting there thinking of the thing that you want to buy from Amazon, go to Coverville first and just click on any Amazon link you find. Right there on the homepage, there's an Amazon banner. If you go to the show notes for any episode, you'll find Amazon links there. Use any of those. Go to Amazon. Then anything you put in your cart and purchase from that point on helps out Coverville. Get a little bit back. It's all the ways that Amazon's got you covered with the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. All right. Let's get to Brian Wilson, also turning 75 next week. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, the Beatles and the Beach Boys kind of had this friendly back-and-forth rivalry at the time in the late 60s with Revolver and Rubber Soul and Pet Sounds, and kind of culminating with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It probably would have kept going had Brian Wilson finally released Smile, an album that he was working on forever, that just finally saw light of day. And I'm not talking about Smiley Smile. I'm talking about Smile. Finally saw light of day several years back, just a few years ago. But let's talk about Pet Sounds, and let's do a full set of songs covered from originally found on the Pet Sounds album, which was a remarkable album. If you don't own that, if you don't have Pet Sounds in your collection, go pick it up, because it is sonically so different from all of the surfing and beach music that the Beach Boys were well known for prior to its release. Starting things off with a song that starts off Pet Sounds, Wouldn't It Be Nice? Here is Robot and the Wizard from their album Bit Sounds.
Being here with you. put your head on my shoulder. Don't talk, close your eyes and be still. Don't talk, put your head.
There are stars above you. You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on, believe me. The world could show to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without.
I can speak my mind. time I get the inspiration to go change things around. No one wants to help me look for places that new things might be found. Where can I turn when my
so sad.
Caroline No, performed there by the Aluminum Group. That one for a collection called Caroline Now, the songs of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Now, it's funny because that song is both by Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Why? Well, it was originally written by Brian Wilson and Tony Asher of, Tony Asher was a member of... I guess he wasn't a member of a band. I guess he just wrote for the Beach Boys. For some reason, I thought he was part of a band. Anyway, he released, Brian Wilson released that song as a single, solo in March 1966. And then a couple months later, it was on, Pet Sounds as the last track, but it wasn't a Beach Boys song. It was just a solo release by, Brian Wilson. And I think the movie with Paul Dano and John Cusack talks about that one, or covers that one, the Caroline No recording of that. Caroline No by the Aluminum Group. Before that, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times by Patrick Wolf. That one from Do It Again, a tribute to Pet Sounds. Junior Junior with the song that Paul McCartney says is his favorite song of all time, God Only Knows. That one right there at the beginning of Side 2 of Pet Sounds. Performed there, that cover by Junior Junior, JRJR, from their Horsepower EP from 2011. Kendra Morris from her Mockingbird album from 2013. I always rave about how much I love that album. I'm going to do it again. It's a fantastic album. It was my favorite cover album of 2013. If you don't have it, go out and get it. It's also really good. So pick up Pet Sounds and then pick up Kendra Morris's Mockingbird album. It was really, really good. Her cover right there, Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder. And we start off just like Pet Sounds start off with Wouldn't It Be Nice, that performance there by Robot and the Wizard from their Bit Sounds album from 2012. Really quick, I wanted to throw out a big thank you to patrons. You guys always help support the show, and I can't do it without you. Couldn't and can't and won't. I refuse to. I will stop. Want to throw out some big thanks to some people who've pledged in the last few days. Tech Dad, welcome. Jeff Kelly, Dan Tennant, and Marissa Hereso. I'm sure I butchered that. I'm sorry, Marissa. But hopefully one of my attempts was the correct pronunciation of your last name, and you can, you can fondly remember the one time I pronounced your name correctly. Big thanks. You guys are awesome. Thank you for your support. If you'd like to help support Coverville, like these other 100 and currently 18 people do, let's get this thing up to 150, shall we? Go to patreon.com and their whole new interface, patreon.com/Coverville. One of the things that they just did is actually release a new set of features, including some upcoming features for getting a little bit more information from your listeners. Specifically, the one I'm excited about is t-shirt size. Why? Because if you pledge at a high enough level, you get a Coverville t-shirt. I don't want to do a tease, but I'm working with an artist friend of mine on this year's Coverville t-shirt. More news about that as we get closer. But check it out, patreon.com/Coverville. It's a great way to support the show, and I thank everybody who is already a member. All right, back to music, last set of music, and we're going to start things off in this last set with Michael Carpenter from his Songs of Other People, Volume 1 from 2001. Here's his cover of You're So Good to Me. We'll be right back.
Inside of me for, oh, I don't know how long, and I don't know why, but I keep thinking something is bound to go wrong. And she looks in my eyes and makes me realize, when she says, don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby, now. Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, baby, that good. I know I should have kept my mouth shut when I started to brag about my car. But I can't back down now, 'cause I've pushed the other guys too far. She makes me come alive and makes me wanna drive. When she says, don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby, now. Don't worry, baby, don't worry. Told me, baby, when you race today, just take along my love with you. And if you know how much I love you, baby, nothing could go wrong with you. Oh, what she does to me when she makes love to me, when she says, don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby, no, 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 don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby, no, 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 don't worry, baby, no, don't worry, baby, no, 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 don't worry, baby, don't worry, baby, for my love.
little surfer, little one, made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you, surfer girl?
Girl, surfer girl. Surf together while our love would grow, and in my woody I would take you everywhere I go. So I say from
The Holly Ridge Strings from an album from Volume 2 of a series of Holly Ridge Strings Play the Beach Boys Songbook. That's from Volume 2. Good Vibrations. Great cover right there. Love the instrumental stuff. Good Vibrations by the Holly Ridge Strings. Before that, Dave Alvin and a cover of Surfer Girl, really stripped down, laid bare, and taken deep down there. West of the West is the album you'll find that on from 2006. Landa, amazing piano player and singer, with a cover of Don't Worry Baby, that one from the Acoustic Cover Songs Collection from 2015. Leningrad Cowboys, rushing it up for California Girls from their album Happy Together. And Michael Carpenter at the top of that set, You're So Good to Me, that one from his Songs of Other People, Volume 1, which came out in 2001. As always, if you want to find links to all or most of those albums where you can buy them yourself, you'll find them right there on Coverville. Right there in the show notes for this and every episode of Coverville. But that is going to do it. That's taking us right to the end of yet another show. Happy 75th birthdays to Brian Wilson and Paul McCartney. Your musical legacy lives on and on and on. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests at Coverville is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. Also visit us, coverville.com. I don't know who the us is. Me. Visit me, coverville.com. And keep an eye out. We got a brand new Discord server for Coverville chats. You can actually go there during the show, chat with other Coverville listeners. And if a show's not going on, it's a great place to leave your requests, talk about music, all sorts of stuff. So keep on the lookout for that. Probably post a link on Twitter. So make sure you follow me over there on Twitter at Coverville. And you'll get a link to it there as well. But that is going to do it. Until next time, this is Brandon Mitsang. That just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, bringing your podcast so good, God only knows what you'll listen to next.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.